Thank you, Chairman Sullivan, Ranking Member Rush, ladies and gentlemen. I serve as the Vice President of the Truman National Security Project, and I'm also proud to be one of the leaders of Operation Free, a fiercely nonpartisan coalition of over 1,000 patriotic veterans across the country, who stand together in the common belief that our dependence on oil as a single source of fuel poses a clear national security threat to the United States. To be clear, oil is an immensely important substance to our economy and will remain so for the foreseeable future. Its value goes far beyond its utility as a liquid fuel. Petroleum is a key input in advanced manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, agricultural products, and a host of other applications. Unfortunately, however, our near total dependence on oil as a fuel has eclipsed petroleum's other contributions. Our dependence on oil as a single source of transportation fuel poses a clear national security threat to the nation. Oil is a fungible, globally traded commodity with prices set on a world market. In other words, global supply and global demand set the market and drive the price, not American supply and American demand alone. This has crucial implications for policy, since any potential increase in U.S. supply must be considered in light of global demand. Some claim that recent technological advancements will solve our oil-related national security problems, eliminating the need to develop alternatives, but this is a fallacy for at least three reasons. First, it's highly unlikely that we can drill enough here in the United States to meet our needs, at least for any appreciable length of time. Second, American families would remain vulnerable to swings in gasoline prices, even if U.S. oil imports drop dramatically. In 2000, truck drivers in the United Kingdom went on strike over rising gas prices. The United Kingdom was a net oil exporter at the time, but that didn't protect British truckers from rising world oil prices. The tough reality is that when it comes to the price we pay at the pump, there is simply no such thing as foreign oil. Third, global demand for oil is rising at a breathtaking pace, with no sign of slowing. According to the EIA, America's oil consumption is expected to grow by 11% over the next two decades. Meanwhile, China's oil consumption is expected to grow by 80%. India's by 96%. This is a market with clear winners and losers. The winners, by and large, are non-free market countries with nationalized oil companies, many of whom are openly opposed to the United States. According to the CIA, over 50% of Iran's entire budget comes from the oil sector. As the price of oil climbs, Iran's nuclear program and support for global terrorist organizations are among the biggest winners. Meanwhile, the losers are American service members facing oil-fueled insurgencies, Syrian revolutionaries facing Russian-supplied weapons, and American families at the gas pump. Small wonder that Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus recently called the Navy's reliance on oil a, quote, strategic vulnerability. Today, oil is a strategic commodity, but two centuries ago, the world's top strategic commodity was not oil, it was salt. Salt was the world's preeminent way of preserving food, especially on long voyages. Wars were fought over salt, kingdoms were built on it, and then salt was out-innovated by an alternative technology, the icebox. Every one of us still uses salt, but it no longer dictates the fate of nations. When government sets aggressive yet attainable standards for private industry while providing real incentives for innovation, there's nothing American businesses can't achieve. That's the real strength of technology-neutral standards, like CAFE standards and the Open Fuel Standards Act, legislation sponsored by two members of this committee, Congressman Shingas and Congressman Engel. There's nothing new or radical about this. It's worked countless times before. Next week, over 25,000 American sailors and Marines will embark on one of the largest naval war games ever conducted. The exercise will be an opportunity to test a wide range of new technologies produced by American companies, including submarine-launched unmanned aerial vehicles, blue laser underwater communications technology, and the fuel for the exercise itself, a 50-50 biofuel blend based on advanced algae oils and recycled cooking oil. Navy pilots will fly the world's most advanced combat aircraft at over twice the speed of sound, powered by renewable American fuel. We can and must follow the military's example. The credible debate on oil dependence and national security is all but over. There is simply no question at this point that single-source dependence threatens our future security and our prosperity. It's time for Congress to act and to lead. Thank you.